This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, Yale University is now attempting to manipulate people into taking the vaccinations. Did you hear what I said? They've lost the coronavirus narrative. I've said this for months now. I wrote this months ago. I needed to resurrect it so people could get caught up to the fact that we've already been told about this a long time ago. But see how it's being played out in the present now? See how they're rolling this out now? They're trying to manipulate people into taking the vaccination. If it had legs of its own, do you really think that they would have to manipulate the people into taking a vaccination? Man, they feel so emboldened, don't they? This is insanity. I want to remind everybody that's listening to me right now or watching right now on social media platforms, I'm not talking to a third world country. No, they've already caught on. They're already defying. They're already resisting. The American people are the ones that are still pretending with the government and the mainstream media concerning the vaccinations, the virus, first and foremost. Now they got you over to the vaccination. Now they've already got the American people talking about a second vaccination one day after the first one's released. What they don't want you to know is the side effects. They don't want you to know about the side effects. Well, guess what's happening now, friends? In spite of what they don't want you to know, regardless, it's starting to come to the surface now, 2 days later, the side effects all over the country. I'm going to play some audio for you. You can't pay for what I'm about ready to share with you. You can't pay for this, friends. This is their worst nightmare in real time, and it happened. It's the mercy of God. When the Lord says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, He means just that. It's a mercy of God to expose darkness where it pops its head up. And He does it every day of the week. If the people are paying attention. And that's why people listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is because people want to pay attention. So let me do this. I got some audio here for you from a nurse who says that she's excited to get vaccine on live television. Many of you may have seen this. You already may have heard of this. But I got some more audio coming up on the other side of that as well concerning the same sort of attitude. Folks, I know a lot of doctors, EMTs, ambulance drivers, RNs. I have never in all my life ever heard anybody say that they were excited to get a vaccination, especially on live television. Oh, and by the way, in the face of all of these lies, remember what Dr. Vera Schneibner said. There's no evidence whatsoever of the ability of vaccines to prevent diseases. To the contrary, there's a great wealth of evidence that they cause serious side effects. Serious side effects. Hey, folks, have you ever in all of your life heard anybody say that they're excited to get a vaccination? Well, who better to use than a frontline worker? Who profits from vaccinations more than those in the medical industry? Nobody. What do you think she's going to say? Well, she can say what she wants, but what she doesn't want you to do is to catch on to the fact that there's some serious side effects to the vaccination that she was so excited to get. Listen carefully to this.
When you woke up this morning, did you know you're going to be receiving the vaccine?
I can barely hear it.
So, you know, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine. You know,
we're excited to get the vaccination, she said, the vaccine.
You know, my team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine. And I know that it's really, I'm feeling really dizzy.
She's feeling real dizzy. She just took the vaccination.
I'm sorry,
she says. Before you know it, folks, she falls over on live television. She says, I'm sorry. I'm feeling really dizzy. She said, I'm sorry. And then she hits the dirt. It's interesting, folks, because I took note of this instantaneously. Right after she fell out, she passed out because she lost oxygen to her empty head in this particular case. When she falls out, the doctors immediately after catching her came in and attempted to rescue the vaccination, right? By saying the vaccine ingredients did not cause the episode. How would they know? Is that not interesting that the first things the doctors would say, because they have a stake in this game too, friends, they make money off of your ignorance. Just like Eric Lucero shared with you, Minnesota State rep, yesterday on radio, that these guys are getting away with what they're getting away with because of the ignorance and the apathy of the American people. Here comes this doctor out of nowhere. Cannot deny the fact that she's talking. She was excited about the vaccination. All of a sudden she says, I'm dizzy. And then she says, I'm sorry. Then she passes out on television, I'm sorry. And then before you know it, the doctors that are catching her, came in and attempted to rescue the vaccination by saying the vaccine ingredients did not cause the episode. That is absolutely astounding, is it not, friends? That dialysis, that prognostication was just instantly there. That's not the reason for this. That's not the reason she's dizzy. That's not the reason she fell out. That's not the reason she's on the floor right now. Well, what's the reason? She was all happy about it, and then all of a sudden she gets the vaccination, and then she hits the dirt. What was it? Friends, in spite of this one incident, this is happening all over the country. Again, I ask you a question. Who profits from the vaccinations more than the medical industry? Nobody. Who are they using to sell the vaccinations to the American people right now more than frontline medical workers? Nobody. Besides creepy Mike Pence, which I know disturbs a lot of people in this country, that Donald Trump has given stage to these deceivers in pushing forth their dangerous vaccinations on the American people. But we already exposed that yesterday concerning the vaccinations that these said leaders and representatives are stating that they're getting, but on camera it shows otherwise. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Vaccinate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to just challenge those that are watching me live. For those that can't hold on for a minute or a minute and a half, I want to reiterate this point. I'm not talking about a third world country. Okay, I'm talking about you. I'm here to blow a trumpet to warn you of the impending danger. And it's happening today. It's rolling out today. Just for the record, look at me how you will. But rest assured, there's nothing but a heart of love behind what I'm telling you right now. And I'm trying to warn you that it's not danger ahead, that you're in the midst of danger now. You have these propagandists who are constantly telling you their biased narrative, their lies, and their propaganda. That's what you're being inundated with all day long. These big tech companies, as I've shared with you 100,000 times, literally, friends, over and over and over and over and again, and shares on our articles, that they are censoring anybody that dares stand out and call out these people for who they are and what it is that they mean to promulgate, and at the end of the day, inject into your arms. I was just highlighting during the first segment here, friends, a nurse who said that she was on live television. She was excited to get the vaccine on live television. And before you knew it, she passed out. And the doctors were right there attempting to do their best to basically indemnify the vaccinations. Well, it has nothing to do with the vaccination. That is the quickest prognostication ever in the history of America, besides this coronavirus, by the way. Just for the record, okay? Speaking of indemnifying, because you need to understand that these that are unified in their covenant of death and their covenant of hell, Isaiah 28:18, you need to understand that they are working hand in glove. And what they do, they are sure to make it known to the people if they're paying attention. It's not like they're hiding anything. Everything's right in our face right now. Another propaganda outlet, CNBC, put out an article this morning. I want you to listen carefully. This is why they're so emboldened to do what they're doing, friends, concerning their vaccinations. They're not worried about any consequences of it harming anybody because, as CNBC reported today, you can't sue Pfizer. You can't sue Moderna. Look at this headline. Look at the arrogance coming from these little minions of hell. Literally, you can't sue Pfizer. You can't sue Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. You can't sue them. Folks, they have indemnified themselves against the consequence of bringing harm or even death to your families concerning these vaccinations. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that that is not American law in any sense of the word? Is anybody paying attention to what's happening, friends? They're indemnifying. They're attempting to protect themselves from the harm that they may cause you or the death that they may cause in one of you or your family members. They're promoting this in an arrogant fashion. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. The same day, friends, the woman falls out after taking a vaccination on live television. The rest of the headline goes, the government likely won't compensate you for damages either. Well, you can rest assured all of those little useful idiots that are being used on television to get their shot in hopes that you'll emulate them, that you'll follow in pursuit to get your vaccination. You can rest assured they're not getting their vaccination. We proved that yesterday. They're telling everybody to go out there and get their vaccination, friends, but you can rest assured they're not getting theirs. I don't care what it looks like. Listen to what I said. I don't care what it looks like. I'm telling you they are not getting their vaccinations. Okay? Let me go back to this article really quick. This is CNBC. Under the PrEP Act, companies like Pfizer and Moderna have total immunity. Total immunity from liability if something unintentionally goes wrong with their vaccines. But yet they're trying to drive you to them. They're attempting to corral you into their vaccinations. And why are they doing it in such a bold fashion? Because they believe that they have total immunity. They have some congressional immunity, friends. Notice this as well, friends. Notice when government comes out with, let's say, for example, the Health Care Act. Remember, it was called the Romney Care Act and Romney Care, and then it became Obamacare. And now it's called the American Health Care Act. It's the same thing as what was conceived under Romney. They just keep changing the name. Now it's under Trump. It's called the American Health Care Act. It's interesting how this Health Care Act applies to every single one of you out there listening to me right now. But did you know that they've exempted themselves completely out of what they make mandatory for you to take? Does that not relay to you the message that they have forgotten their position? That they now think that they are demigods. And again, the American people can blame nobody but themselves. They are getting away with whatever you're letting them get away with. Why? Because they get you on the wrong talking points. Instead of laying the burden of proof on them to prove what it is that they mean to pass, they say, well, let's just pass it and then let's see what's inside of it. Like Nancy Pelosi. And the American people laugh at it. They go on social media, they do nothing but call her names, and what they don't realize is the joke's on them, it's not on Pelosi. And the likes of what you see in government with Schumer, what you see with Jordan, what you see with Pelosi, the list goes on. Take it up to 1 Kings 13:33 so you can understand what you're dealing with. You are dealing with extorted men. Look what you're seeing from Roberts right now to prove my point. And we're talking about the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Hey, folks, let me say this, and I want to reiterate the point on purpose. If they want to reset, it's time for 330 million people in this country to push the reset and begin to clean house in the church first and foremost and in the government lawfully. It's long overdue. But when you see the mainstream media acting in such a fashion, hey, all this forced compliance coming to the mayors and the governors, I've highlighted it over and over and over again that the federal judges are coming in and saying what they're doing is illegal. Do you think for some reason they're not doing what they're doing because they're getting away with it, especially when you see headlines like this? They've been teeing this up for a long time, friends. Hey, if the vaccine hurts you or your kid or your wife, You know what? We're totally immune. We're indemnified. There's nothing you can do to us. And that goes back to that Child Vaccination Act back in what? National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, 1986. They are working against you, America. They're talking about forcing these vaccinations on you. You heard that from Eric Lucero yesterday. Again, am I talking to a third world country here, or am I talking to you, America? And ironically, I'm being facetious, ironically, they come out the next day and say, hey, listen, there's nothing you can do if there's side effects to these COVID vaccines. This is, folks, again, I don't overdo the word. I should use it more. This is criminal conduct. This is why they're so emboldened to attack the American people through unlawful means. Because everything they do, friends, is unlawful, especially with what they're doing here. You know, it's interesting. You have Bill Gates, who's not a doctor, right? They're promoting, the mainstream media is promoting his message, along with the WHO, along with the CDC, and the likes of a bureaucrat, unelected, Anthony Fauci, the little rat sellout that he is. They're promoting their narrative, and what are they doing? Did you know that the big tech companies are discrediting doctors, licensed doctors, that are exposing these people for what it is that they have in these vaccines? I can't make that up neither. And the American people have been so stupefied and dummied down because they're too lazy to go check for themselves if what I'm telling them is the truth or no, that they just go along with it because they don't want to trouble themselves. Oh my goodness, we're talking about your lives. We're talking about your souls. We're talking about your eternity is what we're talking about here. This isn't a game. I mean, you already know the people that are pushing this, they've already sold their soul. Nothing they can do about it, friends. The only thing that they can do about it at this point is just hope to elongate the rest of their lives. And yet Scripture comes into play there, too, where it says that no man is able to save their own soul alive. Uh-oh, bad guys. Life is but a vapor. Uh-oh, bad guys and good guys. We have the media telling us there's nothing you can do about side effects. But you better take them, because if you don't take them, you're not going to go back to normalcy. Who said that? Those that are unlicensed, combating those that are licensed in the mainstream media, along with the likes of Bill Gates, are accusing doctors and attempting to discredit them for telling the American people the truth of the matter. It's time for us to open our ears. It's time for us to open our eyes and understand, friends, that we, as a people, are under attack by a bunch of criminals that 330 million people in this country need to stand up and deal with lawfully today. Not tomorrow, today. Do what you can do today, right? We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI, Nashville Police, and the ATF are all investigating an explosion in Nashville, Tennessee that happened early Christmas morning. The Metro Nashville Office of Emergency Management telling a local TV station a parked RV exploded and caused damage to several buildings. Nashville Police Chief John Drake says a recording coming from the RV gave a warning of 15 minutes before it exploded.
Officers, upon hearing that, decided to evacuate the buildings nearby. So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, having emergency communications, communicate with everyone to get people safe.
The president has been briefed on the explosion and is monitoring the situation. The NFL getting ready for a Christmas Day matchup. Minnesota will be in New Orleans for a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden spending his Christmas in Wilmington, Delaware with his wife Jill Biden. President Trump spending the holiday with his family at his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas. He joins Fox News with a Christmas message.
I think this pandemic, the political strife in our country, have highlighted just how broken our world is. And although we can patch it up occasionally, we have no lasting solutions. But God does. And he illustrated that at Bethlehem. You know, somebody said if mankind's greatest need was for education, God would have sent us a teacher. If our greatest need was for money, God would have sent us an economist. But man's greatest need was for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior.
And a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Merry Christmas, folks. By the way, I didn't hear anybody ask Anthony Fauci what we should do for Christmas. I want everybody to hear me clearly. Since this has begun, I have changed nothing in my life. I've done everything the way I've always done it. And I want to tell you, on the other hand, I am blown away by the people that should know better, that are taking the word of man and these little con artists, these little cunning and devising, ill-designing men, taking their word for it over the word of God. You should be ashamed of yourself. Over the last couple of weeks, people have been sending me, just out of nowhere, texts and emails. There's nothing we can do about it. Bradley, look what's going on. Look what the UN is doing. You do know that this is the end times. Yep, they were saying the same thing since the very beginning of time. Yep. And I had to respond like, you're a fool for your pains in every given scenario. What God put in me, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me. Okay? Just for the record, I'm going to keep giving you the word of God because that's where the hope lies. Right then and there, when you have your feet upon the rock, guess what? The storms may come. The bottom line is we're not going to move by the grace of God. Okay? And by the grace of God, I'm not going anywhere until the Lord says, okay, you're done here. My hope is in what the Lord promised in keeping of his commandments, doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to him. But folks, I am so sick and tired. Every single commercial is propaganda. And it's all on selling you the coronavirus. And then on the other hand, what they don't want you to hear is like what I just highlighted. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. How convenient. In other words, if it kills you, we can get away with it. But then again, the American people have been given a pass to a government that sanctions the murder of innocent babies. Is this craziness? Oh, I wanted to highlight this really quick. Did you guys all see this? Because this does make segue into this point that I'm making here. In part, it's a branch off the trunk. Did you see the California sheriff who just refused to release 1,800 inmates after judge orders serious threat to community? The judge said to the sheriff, let those 1,800 criminals back out onto the streets to endanger the lives of the people in California. The sheriff said, no, I will not do that. So the same government that is talking about for your safety sanctions the murder of babies in the womb, 3,000 to 4,000 per day. They're looking out for you. It's for your safety, right? That's what they're saying to you. And it's the same government releasing dangerous criminals back out onto the streets. This is brand new news, by the way. Brand new. You know what the sheriff said? He said they're a threat to society. He said many of them are felons, they're murderers, and they're pedophiles. Why would your government release 1,800 inmates, not all of them, a good portion of them, why would they release felons back onto the streets that are known murderers and or pedophiles? But it's for your safety. This is what they want you to believe. This is the mindset that you're taking heed to when it comes over to these vaccinations, as if to suggest they're looking out for you. And again, if you're a new listener, Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates is the one that wants to drop, he wants to depopulate. He wants to drop the world population by 3 billion people. And he's the one calling the shots, and all the politicians, all the Judases in America are going right along with them because they've sold you out. How much more extreme does it need to get before you figure out what's going on, friends, in some cases? I know some of you folks are smart. And I know that there's another group of people where, you know, the bottom line is you're stupid. You're dull. You're insensible. You've lost all rationality because you've seared your conscience. I mean, what I'm sharing with you right now is like trying to administer medicine to a dead person. That's what some of you people act like. And again, I keep bringing up the point that I'm not talking to a third world country because I want you to come to the realization that I'm talking to you in America today. You have a government working with Big Pharma. Now they're emboldened to come out and say, you know what? We're going to try to make you take them. We're corralling you into taking them. But we also want to let you know that if someone in your family is injured by one of our vaccinations or someone dies from it, you can't sue us. That is incredible. That is incredible. That is insane. You know, I bring up Ephesians 4:14 quite a bit. And I want you to hear this. It tells us that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, which is the presupposition that God is in this government called common law. Okay, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by who? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Is that applied to like people during the time that Christ was incarnate here on earth, or is that applicable to every generation? It's applicable to every generation. So when I'm calling these guys and these women that are in concert, which again, keep in mind, Isaiah 28:18 will be disannulled once again. It's a covenant of death. It's a covenant of hell. Just rest assured. But we can prevent it now. We still have the freedom to do so, friends. But when I call them minions of the devil, that's exactly what they are. Folks, Jesus said in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil. That's who they are. What does the devil come to do, friends? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said to him, your will is to do your father's desire, to kill, steal, and destroy. What do? They kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said of their father, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, Jesus said, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of it. Folks, this is what you're getting all day long. You're getting the little minions of Satan himself lying to you, and they desire to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. But there's a good a word that comes into play here. The voice of a stranger we will not follow. I'm going to go over to John 10 really quick, and then I'm going to get back to this point, John 10:12. And as I go over there, it tells us, this is a different translation, not good. The translations are not good, friends, in a lot of cases. Get back to the Cambridge or the King James, stick to it. Don't want to make a big deal of it, but that's the fact of the matter, right? But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, but whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Well, he calls those, what does he call those? He calls those hirelings. And what we see today, as we even see going to the church now, we see these church overseers, they like to call themselves, their hirelings is what they are. Okay? That's exactly what they are. And the fact of the matter is, what are we seeing them say? Well, everybody needs to get their right. They're submitting right to the state. Right to the state. Hook, line, and sinker, friends. Just incredible. Incredible. You can't make up what these people are doing. But I want to go to that of John 10:5 real quick. Listen carefully. And a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. We do. Why? Because we know the voice of the Good Shepherd. We know what his word says, and we hold to it. Holding faith, regardless of what's in front of us. Regardless of what's in front of us. We're always going to be safe there, friends. The lighthouse, the rock of ages, the list goes on. I want to wrap this up really quick because I wanted to play some audio for you concerning CNBC's article here. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna. They are talking loud, friends, in your face. This is what they wrote. If you experience severe side effects after getting a COVID vaccine, lawyers, right, the ones that Jesus woed, Matthew 23, lawyers tell CNBC there is basically no one to blame in a U.S. court of law. That's what they said. The federal government, did you sign up for this, Americans? The federal government has granted companies like Pfizer and Moderna immunity from liability if something unintentionally goes wrong with their vaccines. But keep in mind, they are trying to force you into taking it. What do you think's the end game here, friends? What do you think their end aim is? The federal government granted them immunity. Folks, that is outside of American law in a big way. In a big way. Common sense comes into play. I'm in the book of Torah right now. Or the Torah, I'm sorry. I'm in the book of Exodus. I'm reading the law right now. This is so far backwards. But what do you expect from him and his little minions that come to steal, kill, and destroy? The federal government has granted companies like Pfizer and Moderna immunity from liability if something unintentionally goes wrong with their vaccines. This is what it says. It is very rare for a blanket immunity law to be passed, said Rog Dunn, a Dallas labor and employment attorney. Pharmaceutical companies typically aren't offered much liability protection under the law. You also can't sue the Food and Drug Administration for authorizing a vaccine for emergency use, nor can you hold your employer accountable if they mandate inoculation as a condition of employment. Okay? Congress created a fund specifically to help cost or cover lost wages and out-of-pocket medical expenses, which, by the way, come from me and you that work, for a people who have been irreparably harmed by a covered countermeasure such as a vaccine. But it is difficult to use and rarely pays. Attorneys say it has compensated less than 6% of the claims filed in the last decade. You know, there's very little pushback. In America, they're encouraged to do what they do by the 88% of these dummies walking around with masks on. When they read the mask, it tells them right on the mask it doesn't stop or prevent disease or even specifically the coronavirus. But you have these con jobs in government and you sit back and you allow them, just like Kate Brown, this bisexual governor in the state of Oregon, she just came out today, friends, and said, we're going to lock down till March. This is not going to stop until the American people put a stop to it, because they know their end aim is to get you vaccinated. And what is CNBC doing on the other side? They're making sure that they've indemnified themselves against any wrongdoing whatsoever. That is criminal, friends. That is criminal.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Between breaks, I'm talking to some of my Top Chat friends. By the way, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, subscribe. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can always find us there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The platform in which we have up there today, friends, is go ahead and click onto it, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video and go to Top Chat if you want to call in. Well, it's too late for that, but I'll give you the number anyways, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, go over to Acts 4:12, you get the point. Wanted to highlight this as well. I was going to try to get over to this, friends, on today, okay, the morning show today. Will COVID-19 vaccines be mandated for air travel was the question that was thrown to the CEO of Delta. Okay, I mean, folks, this as he's reading a teleprompter, he's just delivering these questions right up to the Delta CEO. And it was interesting, friends, and I'll probably play this tomorrow. I have you for 2 hours. But it was interesting that the CEO from Delta was talking about how he couldn't wait to get his vaccination. Don't tell me, friends, look at all the money they're receiving from government, and you never delegated that authority to your said representatives to go ahead and bail these companies out. These companies that have been bailed out by the federal government are the very ones that they're using against you to force compliance. 2 + 2 = 4, friends. 2 + 2 = 4. And if that wasn't true, why is all these corporate stores, why are they packed? Why are all the little businesses being shut down by the same people, friends? Because they're working together. Corporations are flourishing. The little guy's being driven out of business. By who? Your said representatives. That is not American law. That is completely backwards. Put that up against Isaiah 59, the whole chapter, Isaiah 59, when you get a moment. For the sake of sticking to the topic here, friends, this is important. Yale University, because they've lost the coronavirus, the narrative, someone just said something over here on Top Chat. It's called Operation Warp Speed for a reason. Yep, it's called Operation Warp Speed because they want to push it down your throat before you can find out what the effects of those vaccinations really are. Well, guess what? Day one, we're already seeing it across the boards. We're seeing it all across the boards, okay? If it had legs on its own, friends, do you think that they would have to attempt to manipulate people into taking vaccinations? Absolutely not. But why is Yale University creating studies in an attempt to manipulate you into taking a vaccination if it was really a genuine virus? Just a question. That's all. And notice through the mainstream media, there's never the people, the common man, asking questions. Nope. It's all force-fed to drive you, to corral you into their answers. Oh, my goodness, friends. I can't even tell you. I cannot reiterate it enough as to the times that we're in right now. We need to stand up and unify under God and stand against this tyranny, friends, and hold every single one of them accountable for their crimes. And if this CNBC article does not tell you that they are guilty of a crime, that's exactly what they're telling you. They're telling you, if you get hurt or you die, hey, we can go ahead and get away with it. We've been indemnified by your representatives. Nope, they're not our representatives. Representatives, they're your representatives. And that's what the American people need to make distinction as to who are their representatives and who are not. But what's sad about it is the people in the country, those that they think that are the good guys, they're the ones in front of the cameras right now getting their vaccinations, or so you thought. Or so you thought. Let's get over to this. Ben Swan brings up a discovery of Yale's recent study to manipulate Americans into taking a COVID vaccine. I'm going to let him go ahead and make his 4 points, and then I'll come right back. Listen to this carefully,
friends. All right, so let's talk about this Yale study, which has just been leaked, that is being done at Yale University. And the goal of this study, of about 4,000 participants, is being done with one purpose: how to convince Americans to take the coronavirus vaccine. Now, keep in mind, the coronavirus vaccine that's out front that most seems likely to get to market first is one being created by Moderna alongside the National Institutes of Health. Bill Gates is a funder in this. Dr. Anthony Fauci, obviously, with his NIH, is a big part of this. And remember, of course, Moderna, for their part, has never actually brought a drug, any drug ever, all the way through FDA regulations and trials to get a drug to market. They've never done it. And yet they are the company leading the way on this brand new coronavirus vaccine. So Yale University researchers are now looking at a 4,000-person study to try to figure out how to best create messaging, though the right term really should be manipulation, to persuade Americans to take this vaccine
when
it does come to market. The study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. Participants are randomized to one of 12 arms, with one control arm and one baseline arm. We will compare the reported willingness to get a COVID-19 vaccine at 3 and 6 months of it becoming available between the 10 intervention arms to the 2 control arms. Study participants are recruited online by Lucid, which matches census-based sampling in online recruitment. So take a look here at the arms and interventions. They use a sham comparator control, a control message about bird feeding. 2 out of 15 of the sample will be assigned to the pure control group, which is a passage on the costs and benefits of bird feeding. Under that are the experimental comparators. For instance, the experimental personal freedom. 1/15th of the sample will be assigned to this intervention, which is a message about how COVID-19 is limiting people's personal freedom, and by working together to get enough people vaccinated, society can preserve its personal freedom.
Yeah.
Which, of course, makes no sense at all. You will have personal freedom if you comply and do what everyone
else
is doing.
That's what this is about.
Regardless of how you feel about
it. That's right.
Another experimental, social pressure through guilt. 1/15th of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated, and society must work together to get enough people vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the guilt they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Another social pressure they want to use? Embarrassment. 1/15th of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated and by working together to make sure that enough people get vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the embarrassment they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease.
Listen carefully.
Then they're trying to use the social pressure, anger. 1/15th of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated and by working together to make sure that enough people get vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the anger they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Now, here's my favorite one. Trust in science. 1/15th of the sample will be assigned to this message about how getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the most effective way of protecting one's community. Vaccination is backed by science. If one doesn't get vaccinated, that means that one doesn't understand how infections are spread or who ignores
science. We've heard
science.
All of this. Yep.
Trust in science, they say, is not based upon trusting the fact that, by the way, not all vaccinations work for all people. And by the way, even the flu vaccine that is taken by millions of people every year only affects 60-40% of those who actually get the vaccine. We'll talk about about that in a minute, because the CDC's own numbers show only 40-60% of the people who take the flu vaccine actually have benefit from it. And finally, the experimental not bravery arm. 1/15th of the sample will be assigned to this message, which describes how firefighters, doctors, and frontline medical workers are brave. Those who choose not to get vaccinated against COVID-19 are not brave. What are we, 5 years old? You're going to try to convince people to take the vaccine by calling them scared? You're too scared to take this vaccine? By the way, many of the people who would refuse to take the vaccine, it's not about a lack of bravery. It's about a courage of conviction. And that conviction is that they don't trust how this vaccine is being manufactured or the profit motivations behind it.
That's right.
It's not about cowardice. It's about courage of conviction.
Good for you, Ben.
Going on from there, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has said that people could need multiple doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine to immunize themselves from the coronavirus. If necessary, the multiple doses could require more than 7 billion vaccinations to be administered.
Okay, so we
worldwide.
Know all this information, and friends, but Ben's given us just priceless information that Yale University is now stepping up, and they're attempting to manipulate people into compliance. Okay, so again, what we need to do is I'm seeing people right now on Top Chat saying I'm ashamed for even listening to the mainstream media. This has been going on for a long time, guys, and it's just time, and I'm glad you're here, by the way. But the fact of the matter is we need to take responsibility and begin to defy this, because, again, all over the world, these prospective countries that are under attack are understanding what the American people still have not come to the realization concerning what's going on with these vaccinations. We're under attack, and we need to stand up and defend ourselves. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.